Thousands of feet down, the shattered crust of the magma dome exploded apart, and the underwater volcano erupted, spewing 1,200 degrees Celsius magma up into the sea. The scorching lava vaporized all the water it touched, sending a massive pillar of steam rocketing toward the surface up the central axis of the megaplume. Driven by the same kinematic properties of fluid dynamics that powered tornadoes, the steam's vertical transfer of energy was counterbalanced by an anticyclonic vorticity spiral that circled the shaft, carrying energy in the opposite direction. Spiraling around this column of rising gas, the ocean current started intensifying, twisting downward. The fleeing steam created an enormous vacuum that sucked millions of gallons of seawater downward into contact with the magma. As the new water hit bottom, it too turned into steam and needed a way to escape, joining the growing column of exhaust steam and shooting upward, pulling more water in beneath it. As more water rushed in to take its place, the vortex intensified. The hydrothermal plume elongated, and the towering whirlpool grew stronger with every passing second, its upper rim moving steadily toward the surface. An oceanic black hole had just been born. Rachel felt like a child in a womb. Hot, wet darkness all engulfing her. Her thoughts were muddled in the inky warmth. Breathe! She fought the reflex. The flash of light she had seen could only have come from the surface, and yet it seemed so far away. An illusion! Get to the surface! Weakly, Rachel began swimming in the direction where she had seen the light. She saw more light now, an eerie red glow in the distance. Daylight? She swam harder. A hand caught her by the ankle. Rachel half-screamed underwater, almost exhaling the last of her air. The hand pulled her backward, twisting her, pointing her back in the opposite direction. Rachel felt a familiar hand grasp hers. Michael Tolland was there, pulling her along with him the other way. Rachel's mind said he was taking her down. Her heart said he knew what he was doing. "Kick with your feet," her mother's voice whispered. Rachel kicked as hard as she could.